I never knew you were hard on me this way. I never knew you were hard on me this way. I never knew
you were hard on me this way.
Hard on me this way.
Thank you, Jesus.
I never knew you would favor me this way. I never knew you would favor me this way. I never knew you would favor me this way. Favor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. I never knew.
You would favor me this way.
I never knew.
You would favor me this way. Favor me this way. Thank you, Jesus.
I never knew you would hard on me this way. I never knew you would hard on me this way. I never knew you would hard on me this way. Hard on me this way. Thank you, Jesus. I never knew.
I never knew you were hard on me this way.
I never knew you were hard on me this way.
I never knew you were hard on me this way. Hard on me this way. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. When I think about your goodness in my life,
amen, hallelujah,
and all the beautiful things you've done for me,
amen, hallelujah, amen.
I go dance like David,
amen, hallelujah, amen.
I know compose at all,
amen, hallelujah, amen,
amen, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you because there's nothing you can do. We appreciate you for this morning. We thank you. We thank you for your mercy. They are new every morning. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Thank you for yesterday. We appreciate you that we woke up this morning. Thank you for our welfare. We are not where we are supposed to be, but we are not definitely where we used to be. We thank you. Thank you for silencing the adversary. Thank you for breaking the teeth of the ungodly. Thank you for increase and enlargement on every side. We see what you're doing. You are up to something. Even though we're not there, we see what you're doing. Therefore, we celebrate you. Oh, we give you the praise. Your word says, even if we deny ourselves, you can't deny yourself. Even if you are unfaithful, you can't deny yourself. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your consistency. We give you the praise. May it please you that within the short time that we have in the service, you will catapult us to where we belong. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Let's give the Lord a hand, somebody. Let me get started this morning by welcoming the person on your left and on your right and say, you're welcome to DP. Amen. Please be seated. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Psalm 126 is my deliberation as I start this morning. Psalm 126 verse 6. Psalm 126. The Bible says, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless, okay? This is a scripture without a doubt, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing sheaves with him in his hand. Sheaves represent harvest. You will doubtless have harvest for coming here every morning, for waking up to talk to God, for the things that God is training you to do and you're doing, you will have reward in the name of Jesus. The key word in this verse is continually. It's not something you do once in a while. It's training. It's consistency. Continually. So I want you to ask yourself a question. What do I do consistently? Bible says we should be instant in season and out of season. In other words, no matter what happens, there are things you must do. There are things you must do. When I was in school, once someone had a carryover, it would just take out God. And it will fix other things and it will have more carryover. More. Or they improve minimally. Because without God, you can do nothing. Ew continually. What are you fainting about? You are a lion. You don't turn back at anything. There are things you know that these things are right. But you attach condition to it. If you are here in this place and you say, God, I give you 2 weeks. If you don't show up, you are a baby in Christ. We do things, we are instant in season and out of season. Whether things work or they don't work, we do things because they are right, not because they work. Yes, sir. The devil can make wrong things work to keep you there. Yes, sir. He who continually goes forth. Look at the word weeping. The person doesn't feel like doing it. You may not feel like praying in tongues, locking your door and praying. There's nobody here that shouldn't have a personal all night. At least once in a week. Nobody here. If you can talk to someone for 2 hours and you'll not be bored, you should be able to talk to God about your own destiny. Lord, show it to me. What are you saying, Lord? What's the next step to take? People even get engaged without talking to God. And later they'll say, God, I have served you. People say, God said to me, without having a relationship with God. I'm not saying everybody has everything in place. If the heavens are not pure in God's sight, it takes grace for you to be pure. But you try your best. Yes, sir. Say, I'm learning Christ every day. He will go forth continually weeping. Bearing seeds. You can be weeping and not bear seeds. We're not talking about money here. We're talking about seed. First, I told you must have a mentality of a farmer. Everything you're doing is a seed. That's why if people think you are coming to church to pray, make sure you are doing it. If people think you are responsible, make sure you are. Because it takes time for God's will to be done. Please, this does not leave the place of grace. This does not say you don't have the gift of righteousness. But after you have those things, you must be trained. The Bible says, shall doubtless. No doubt. It doesn't mention the color of your skin. Or where you came from, shall doubtless. If you watch most people that are on the spot, most people, not all people, because people are going through different processes. Most people, they don't do what they are supposed to do. They're just hoping. That's why I said to you, you think I was joking. When you are ready, just go to PRU. Say, I'm ready now. Because covenant relationship is dangerous. You have a part. God has a part. It is privacy for you to be praying all the time and rejoicing that God will do his part and you don't want to do your part. So, in the name of Jesus, you will walk in the training the Lord has given to you. Many people are claiming they are waiting for God, but God is waiting for them. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, I want to read the NLT because of time. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Bodily exercise, profits. Oh, let me read the NLT. Physical training. Is good. How many know it's good? But training for godliness is much better. Can you tell me you are being trained? Oh, I used to pray in tongues for 30 minutes. I'm stretching into 1 hour right now. There are people that once they get married, you just see them, their commitment goes down. So God bless you for you to go down. There are people that when God give them a baby, they stop praying. They say, my body is changing. You must control yourself. Yes, sir. It's training we are talking about. Come on, talk to me. Yes, sir. Promotion can become a storm. And when I'm pregnant, there's a way. Listen to me. I'm not saying your body doesn't change, but you must control yourself. Yes, sir. You can't accept things the way they come. You must get hold of yourself. And God knows your capacity. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better. Promising. Somebody say promising.
Promising.
Come tap your neighbor, say promising.
Promising.
Benefit in this life. In this life. And the life to come. So, physical exercise, you have a good body, you look good, can just make people greet you. You just have promises. But this one has promises in two places. So in case you're not walking the promise, please, not everybody. It's time for you to wake up and say, ah, what am I doing? Some don't have good attitude and they are blaming the devil. Who is the devil that did the devil that did you? He's not everywhere. He puts something in your life and expect that you self-destruct. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will open your eyes. In 1 Corinthians 10:30. There are no temptations. No temptation has overtaken you except that is common to man. And God is faithful. Tap your neighbor and say, God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able? This scripture should deliver somebody this month. But will with the temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. The problem for some people is not training. Is, okay, what if I enter the wilderness and I don't come out? What if I say I'm being trained and I get stuck and I die there? Don't you know people die there? Oh, it go better. Things don't get better. Things can go worse. Why are you quiet?
Yes, sir.
Things can go worse. What if what I call training, God is actually, maybe I can be there for life. I want you to settle this in your heart. There is nothing that comes to you that God is responsible for that is beyond you. God weighs it. He knows what you can carry as a training. He weighs it. In fact, you don't know what you can do until some things happen to you. God who is faithful. He is faithful. He measures things. There are things that must happen to you from the foundation of the world. God already budgeted it. That things will not come out of you until you go through this. Some of you have friends. Too many friends. They will get into your matrimonial room to dress. You know, there are things that, God says, I have to take this out. I have to take this out. Angel Gabriel, let that person disappear. Show that person the real person. Things will happen. That will make you say, you know what? From today, I'm not doing this again. Then you have grown. Training is not that God said, no, let us suffer. I can't just take. No, where you are going, where it's taking you to, you can't be that thing until you become something else. So we are preparing you for a prepared place. Did you understand what I'm saying? But I want you to understand, believe me, if that training is from God, it won't be beyond you. And God will make a way of escape. Goliath wore armor from head to toe. But there's a place of escape for David.
Yes,
there's a place vulnerable in his armor. He didn't only wear armor. He had someone that bought the ship. But there's a spot that he didn't cover. God will show it to you.
Yes.
You will escape.
Yes.
What swallowed people in your family, you will escape it.
Yes.
Can I have a threefold amen somewhere? God will not look at the word allow. Allow. You know, there are some things that happen to you. People thought, oh, it's over. And you just escape. God will not allow. God will not allow you to be tempted more than you are able to bear. Do you know your children can respond to this? Your spouse can respond to this. He will never allow. So, Pastor Biodo, what about the things that sing people? Maybe they're not God. Maybe you put yourself in it. Till today, the people fighting Israel are people from Ishmael. That singular mistake. And God told Abraham, don't do it. Well, he did it. He said, the child, cast the child away. He will not be part of the promise. He was not God ordained. He made a mistake. There are lots of untold pains we go through, all of us, that we shouldn't encounter by God's mouth for our life. You will not muddy the water.
Amen.
I say you will not muddy the water.
Amen.
You will not go wrong.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. The children of Israel were in the wilderness for how many years? How many years?
40
years. But there was no boutique in the wilderness. For 40 years, not one day. They didn't need to change their shoe. What did they do that their sandals did not cut? What did they do for 40 years? They were growing. Their shoes were growing. Their clothes were growing. What did they do that they didn't have to change their clothes for 40 years? Oh, I think I like this one. Huh? What you will know in what you're going through, how you will know God is with you, is that you are going through it, but you will see the faithfulness of God. You will be seeing crumbs, allow me to use crumbs, fall down, messy dews. In the middle of what you're doing, you know God is responsible for this. But if everything is just dry, you need to ask questions. What am I supposed to do? That's how you know the difference between. Their legs were not swollen. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says John the Baptist was in the wilderness until the time of his showing. There is nobody that will not be prepared. After God said, this is my beloved son in Jordan, the Holy Spirit drove Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted, to be tested. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights without food or water. Yet he was the son of God. Wake up. Wake up. God can't tell you to even pray. Holy Ghost is following you around. Pray now. Pray now. Pray. Come on, pray. Open your mouth. Every day, you know what happens? God has to release your name to the atmosphere for intercessors to pray for you. But it's not everlasting suffering. It's long suffering. I pray. It's not a joke that he did training for raining for you. 2023 will be different in your life. I say it will be different in your life. When Joseph had a dream, he said, all of you bow to me. Even the father said, Joseph, your own is too much. Not only your brothers will bow to you. What are you feeling like? You know, I love you. I made you a coat of many colors. He said, I had a dream. He dreamt again. I don't want to waste time. Do you know what happened to him? When the brothers appeared to him in Egypt, he didn't say, hey, you have come. Yeah. Hey, God, arrest them. Go and read it when you get home. Egyptians don't eat with Jewish people. It's a travesty. They eat different. They don't serve from the same food. But he shocked them that he served them from their food, from his food. They thought, oh, he must really, he cast the Egyptians away. How did he tell them that he was a Jewish person? He showed them his private part because Jewish people were the only ones that were circumcised. That's how you know someone was like, they believe this. He didn't do it openly. You know the story how he put the cup in someone's bag and said, no, until you bring the last one. He's now wise. He's gone through a process. If you do things this year the way you've done it last year, you're not smart. You've not gone through any. You've not learned anything. The person annoyed me. You must be different. We must see a difference. We must see maturity. We must see that you have grown.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
I pray for you.
Yes.
You will not break process.
Yes, sir.
I say you will not break process.
Yes,
please go and read when you get home or you get to the office at your break time. How Joseph revealed himself to his brothers. He said, is that man alive? He wanted to know about Benjamin and the father. Is he alive? Okay. Until you bring him, I will hold one person. You consider strategy. Before, every dream, he will say it out. Huh? I had a dream yesterday, but now he has wisened up. is the way he talked. Even when they came to him in Genesis 50, say, we know you are smart. You are waiting for our father to die too. No, he said, you meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Let me ask you a question. God has spoken to Abraham 433 years before Joseph got to Egypt. How will they get to Egypt? On a very good day, Joseph will not go to Egypt. He's a son that the father loved. The father will never. He had to be sold. He had to be thrown in the pit. But God made sure there was no water in that pit. You will see the faithfulness of God. He was sold to Potiphar's house. But God was with him. How can you be a slave and God is with you? I will get there. So you will see God's hand mighty. You will know I'm going through a process. Everybody may doubt it because the vision speaks at the end. But you will know that no, this is God's will. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the vision and the process of God will come to pass in your life. Hebrews 11 verse 35. Are you getting something this morning? Hebrews 11 35. I want to read from 35 to 38. The woman received the dead, raised to life again. I pray for you. Anything dead in your life will come back again. Everybody that has mocked you will bow before your maker. Look at that. Others were tortured. Listen to me. Whoever told you in Christianity, you won't go through some things, they are lying to you. Others were tortured. Not accepting deliverance. You know what that means? Deny Christ or leave. They will say, no, I prefer to die. Phew. The same people you hold the general exams with. Those were things they did. Any small thing. Heaven helps those who aim themselves. Where is that in the Bible? That they might obtain a better resurrection. They thought about something which you don't think about. In verse 36, I'm going to 38. Still others had trials of mockings. People will mock you. Say, I'm leaving that place. Do you know they mocked me at my office? So what? When they flocked Peter and John, they went on rejoicing. They had children, no? They flocked them in front of people. At the scene, they went on rejoicing. What has God told you to do? You don't bring blood out of you. Any small thing, I'm leaving. I'm good. You are never committed to anything. You don't receive training anywhere. That is ending today. Can I have a bigger amen? Yes! And of chains and of imprisonment. People went to prison. Won't you say God is done with them? Are you saying, no. That level, God is done with them. You will not go to prison in Jesus' name. Because some people have paid some price. I'm just showing you these things to let you know that your own will come. It may not be prison, but accept training. There are some times you obey God, you will cry. Every time is not testimony time. In verse 37, I'm going to 38. They were stoned. Once they stone somebody, God may not be with him. If you are the devil, if someone is doing your bidding, you won't stone them now. They were stoned. They were sodden to do. They were tempted. If you are not tempted here, you are on the devil's side. The ultimate Jesus was tempted. Temptation means you are solicited to do evil. The suggestion must come. But you have a choice to say, no. Yes, sir. If it is not coming, then you are not with God. When you say no, when you have a choice, then God brags on you. The way he bragged on Job. Have you seen my servant Job? What does the devil say about you? Say, does Job fear you for nothing? Take out this. Take out God. Say, okay, do it. God was not trying to punish Job. He was trying to make him go through a process. There are drivers that don't drive normal cars. You know what they drive? They test manufactured cars. They don't drive normally. Have you seen a mechanic drive? Because he repairs cars, he needs to drive it rough. For the time you drive it normally, for you to feel normal. God drives you sometimes rough. Because he wants to test what he has made. Pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will not be a damaged product. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They wandered about in sheepskin, in goatskin, being destitute and afflicted and tormented. Verse 38. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves. You have not wondered. What God is asking for does not bring. Just don't gossip about people. I must gossip. That's what gives you joy. Don't do this. Don't do that. God has been training you for 10 years. And you'll be saying, for the past 10 years, what have you learned? Nothing. What is the improvement? Nothing. I pray in the name of Jesus, this service will conquer your confusion. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, Hebrews 5, verse 8, I want to read the CV if you have it, or GW, God's Word, or TPT, if you have it. Passion Translate. Thank you. Jesus is God's own son, but still. Somebody say, but still. Find a new neighbor, say, but still. He had to suffer. What? Maybe you have another Bible you read. If I know that God behaves like, I won't come to church. Maybe that's your mindset. He still had to suffer before he could learn. Suffering is on, girl. But there are things people will do for you. Things that you go through. Just move on. See, you may not believe me, but let me tell you something. I don't even remember some things. If you die and they bury you, that's the end. 1 week. Well, did I say 1 week? One service, they were just, let's be silent to respect the dead. People will move on. You better forgive and forget what is overwhelming you. Forget it and move on. The devil's plan is to kill you. You better move on. People change their minds. Don't kill yourself. Jesus is God's own son, but still, he had to go through some things. I told you to look at different versions, GW, God's Word, or TPT, thank you. Even though he was a wonderful son, he learned to listen and obey through all the things he suffered. You can bear witness that there's some things you will not do 2 years ago. When you now do them. When you are part of those ones, don't pay tithes. But when hunger wired you, you came back. Small by small. I'll be here. For what is it? The person telling you, he doesn't know God. He doesn't know how your father will prosper you. That's why I tell, there's a saying that says, keep breathing. Keep breathing. There are some things I know like my name. It won't work. If you have a testimony, you've not done Bible. I pray in the name of Jesus that your recipe will not look like theirs. Amen. Therefore, your cake will not look like theirs. Amen. You will stand out in your family. Amen. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Amen. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Amen. I'm out of time. Let's pray. Let's pray. I'm out of time. I want to give you 4 things to do. Let's just pray. I will continue tomorrow if I feel like. Let's pray. Pray in tongues. Build yourself up. You're going through a process. Come on, talk to me. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I'm not enjoying you. Raise your voice. Has God spoken to you? You know the song I sang with the leaders yesterday? I will follow you for the rest of my life. I will follow Jesus. He said, follow me, I will make you. If you can't follow, you can be made. Say, Jesus, I will follow you. At my level, I shouldn't be begged to pray. At my level, I shouldn't be begged to read my Bible. There's some things that are trains. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Come on. Kare bababa kasantari bogo shetere boko sontorobo shishisti laba kasa tata bakasinteri boko shiteri bo. Come on, go ahead and pray in tongues. The Bible says you are building up yourself on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That mountain can bow if you pray more. That mountain can bow if you pray more. You will beat them small like chaff. Come on, pray. Mere baba baba. Shatara baba baba. Job says, I've been hearing about you with the hearing of the ear. Now I see you. This week you will see God. Pray in tongues. Don't give up. Pray in tongues. You that answers prayers, unto you shall all flesh come. He answers prayers. Karabaka Santariba. Come on, speak as you are giving utterance. Sheterebo. Karabababa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Lamentations 3, verse 23. Lamentations 3, 23. The Bible says, let's read from 22. The Bible says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because there's compassion. Can you focus your mind on this? It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what. It's compassion. Do not fear. It's compassion. They are new. Verse 23. Every morning. Verse 23. Quickly. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Say, Father.
Father.
It's a new morning. Let your mercy be new. Pray that prayer. Let your mercy. There's some things you shouldn't go through. Who wants to shut the devil out totally this morning? Let your mercy be new in my life. Mercy over my children. Mercy over the work of my hand. Mercy my walk with you. Mercy. He said to Moses, you can't see my front because of the dispensation that you are living in. But you will see my back. And I will speak as I move. The Lord is gracious and full of mercy. Full of mercy. Nobody ever asked for mercy and God didn't give it to him. Say, Lord, it's a new day. Mercy over the children I'm raising. Mercy over my spouse. Mercy in my life, in my health. Mercy. Mercy is a new day. Let there be new mercy. I can't hear you. Some things will not happen to me. Mercy. Step in, oh God. Mercy over my court case. Mercy over my land. How will we build a house? Mercy. Rasha tare bababa. Mre bababa. As you are praying, God is giving you instructions. He is training you, giving you instructions. Mercy. That my cattle will not decrease. Mercy. Rabababa. Kasa tare bababa. I can't hear you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In Psalm 138, verse 8. I want to read the TPT version. Hallelujah. Psalm 138. The Bible says, you keep every promise you have ever made to me. What? Not some, not many. Every promise. Since your love for me is constant and endless, I ask you, Lord, to finish every good thing you started in my life. Pray that prayer. You have 1 minute to pray that prayer. Perfect all that concerns me. Begin to mention everything that has your name on it. Lord, it's not enough to write it down. Heat the iron when it's hot. Lord, perfect it. Mention your name in the atmosphere. Don't mention your first name alone. Say, Lord, perfect everything that concerns me. Never submit me to the will of my adversaries. Never let the expectations come to pass over me. Lord, perfect all that concerns me. Look at my life. Look at my muscles. Look at my body mass. Look at everything about me. The internal organs I can't see. Everything that concerns me. My finance, my career. The good work you started, perfect it. Finish every good thing that you have begun. Thank you. Thank you. Lift your hands and give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me tell you something. You will not weep this year. Everything is turned for your good. You will rejoice again. God will perfect all that concerns you. While you are sleeping, you're vulnerable. Anything that should have happened to you, in shame, in evil, God will turn it around. He set you on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Because his name is involved, you will not end in shame. In Psalm 37, verse 37, he said, look at the blameless man. Observe the righteous man. The end of that man is peace. I prophesy to you. When all these things are over, you and God will be standing. It will happen supernaturally. Your mountain, the one you have looked up to, will not disappoint you. So shall it be.